Let's take a moment and close your outer eyes if you'd like. This is our time to listen so we can hear that one clear voice. If you haven't already done so, I invite you to put aside anything that you might be holding in your lap and adjust your position in your seat. We want to be sitting upright with our feet making contact with the ground. And as we sit in this posture, we want to expand our chest so we can take in the whole breath. Allow each breath to soothe your mind, your heart, and relax your body. Scan your body for any areas of tension. Is there tension in a new place or the place you usually notice it? Put your attention there, breathe, relax, and release the tension. Feel your entire body begin to relax. Whom spirit has set free is free indeed. And in this moment, we are free. We are free to let go and free to surrender, to just breathe and be. Be aligned with love and light. Now scan your mind. Perhaps there are still thoughts scanning across the screen of your mind. Maybe some distraction or memory you can't let go of, has followed you into the sanctuary or into your place of meditation right now. Just notice what you're thinking and where you're feeling that thought in your body. And gently return your attention to the breath, breathing in, breathing out. So the thoughts will dissipate into the background without struggle, without strain. Relax and listen for that one clear voice. So we become one with the voice, the energy, the love of the divine within us, breath by breath. In the silence, we find the truth, and that truth sets us free moment by moment, day by day. Slowly take your time to come back to this moment in consciousness, aware again of your position in the room, in your seat, in the environment around you. Become aware of the sounds. Silently, I invite you to affirm, I am light and love is my holy function. I release and let go. I open myself to new things and my greater good. And so it is. Our way-shower Jesus gave us the pattern to follow in order to discover our divine depth, the true essence of our being. He even gave us the words to claim and affirm our good. We call these words the Lord's Prayer. So let us join together now in saying this prayer in song.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power